Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, there are lots of big-ticket commercial movies, a comedy, a thriller, different movies like that opening this week, but I thought, you know, I'd review two new, very good foreign movies instead, also opening this weekend, this and next week. One's from Israel, the other from Chile, and they're both about guy in his 30s, professional with a troubled history, but who's willing to forge a new path for the future. Okay, Yossi, directed by Eitan Fox. So Yossi, played by Ohad Knoller, is a guy in his mid-30s trying to deal with his buried past. When he served his compulsory army duty in Israel, he had a secret relationship with another soldier. His lover, Jagger, died in his arms, and he's been living with that for the past decade. Okay, now he's a doctor, cardiologist. He's still in love with a dead man, but he's surrounded by sex everywhere he looks. A pretty nurse he works with lets him know she's ready to sleep with him. An aggressive and popular doctor he works with, Moti, played by Lior Ashkenazi, is determined to get him laid. Yossi is gay, but in the closet, and fights off all the advances at work. But when he tries his hand at online pickups, he finds gay life even more alienating and cruel than the false friend he puts on at work. He's crushed when he's nastily rejected and even scolded by a date for the crime of putting up three-year-old photos on his dating profile. So he becomes even more self-conscious for having let himself gain a bit of weight. And one day an older woman appears in the hospital and he recognizes her as his lover's mother, his late lover's mother. But his attempt at closure, letting Jagger's parents know the truth about his relationship with their dead son, well, doesn't work out quite the way he'd hoped. Work begins to suffer. His life feels meaningless. The world seems pointless and superficial. And when he flubs up an operation, the hospital sends him on a paid vacation to get better from his depression. Okay, so he drives off, and on the road, he meets a group of young soldiers who remind him of his own friends a decade earlier. And as a fellow veteran, possibly even from the same company, I'm not sure, he gives them a lift to a beach resort. And since he enjoys their company, especially the well-groomed and witty Tom, played by Oz Zahavi, he decides to stay on at that resort. So like the gay character in Thomas Mann's Death in Venice, he spends his days staring longingly at the young men, especially the openly gay Tom, splashing around in the swimming pool and on the beach. He sends off subtle hints of his gayness. Everything has to be in code in his mind. He makes a point of carrying the book, Death in Venice, the book itself, everywhere he goes, and he listens to Mahler in public. Okay. But when Tom, never one for subtlety, hits on him, Yossi refuses to pick up on it or even acknowledge it. He won't take off his shirt at the beach, and in his blue funk, he can't imagine anyone actually wanting or desiring him. Will Yossi ever come out of his shell? This is a slow-moving, subtle, tender, and somewhat depressing follow-up to the director's earlier drama, Yossi and Jagger. That's the dead man. It picks up where the film left off, but 10 years later. Okay, I haven't seen the sequel, so it's hard for me to judge Yossi's personality, but watching this one, he seems so blah, so close to the world and flat and uninteresting. One wonders, why are all the other characters in the movie sexually entranced by him? Why do they throw themselves out at him all over the place? When you watch the movie, you realize that's not exactly fair. He's actually a charming, modest, soft-spoken character, and by the end, you do feel for him. So Yossi, the movie, is actually two movies. The first part is a troubling look at a depressed man facing his past. The second part, his possible start on a new course. And the second half is much easier to take. This is a good movie. No. N-O. No. Directed by Pablo Larraín. So Augusto Pinochet was the notorious right-wing dictator of Chile since he toppled the government. The coup happened in 73 when the military overthrew the democratically elected Salvador Allende. And backed by the American Operation Condors, government killed thousands of people, arrested 80,000 of them, dropped them out of helicopters, torture, arrests, forced disappearances, lots more things like that. So nice guy, this Pinochet. Okay, flash forward 15 years later to 1988. Things have calmed down. Chicago's school neoliberal trade laws are taking off. Exports are thriving. Pinochet feels he's secure in his office. He's fully in control. So to polish up his image abroad, he decides to have a referendum. Yes means he'll continue. No means they'll have a national democratic election, first time since the coup. This is where the movie begins, but you need the background. So as part of this plebiscite, he offers 15 minutes a day to the opposition, the no side, to have their say. What this means is his government has 11 hours a day and 45 minutes, since the military government and its corporate cronies have almost blanket control of the media except for those 15 minutes. So broadcasts for the rest of the day are full of happy, patriotic Chilean standing military style outside the factories, waving to the great leader. But the no side needs to find someone to fill in those extra 15 minutes. Who wants to do it? No one wants to stick their neck out when it's so easy to get your head chopped off. So instead, they go for a talented, apolitical, mainstream ad man named Rene, played by Gael Garcia Bernal. Rene has his Chilean street creds. His parents had fled to Mexico after the coup and faced persecution. But here's Rene back in Chile, living comfortably with no chip on his shoulder. He's a skateboard riding Mexicano with a rat tail in his hair. It's the 80s. So the hardliners want to remind everyone in the country of Pinochet's crimes, the death, the killing, the persecution, the oppression, the disappeared. But Rene is an ad man at heart. Grief won't sell, he says. Sadness won't sell. Death is anything but sexy. He says you have to come up with something fun, satirical, humorous, hip. Despite the anger of the persecuted who hired him in the first place, Rene wants a successful advertising campaign above all. He's an ad man. He says, we need a jingle. So it's only when he's deeper into the campaign that he experiences firsthand some of the frightening tactics of the dictator. His son's at risk. He sees his wife being beaten at a demonstration on national TV. And he's especially vulnerable once he discovers that it's his own boss, Lucho, played by Francisco Castro, at the ad agency, who is actually leading Pinochet's campaign. So No is a fantastic movie that follows a historically important political event as it happens, but as seen through the eyes of TV commercials and their makers. It's done in period 80s style, complete with flaring videotape and a rectangular shaped movie like a TV screen. That's what you're going to see. I saw No at TIFF last year and found myself at the Chilean film reception. I remember casually asking an official there, part of the Chilean film industry, whether people in Chile prefer to say Pinochet or Pinochet. Actually, she replied, most Chileans prefer to say that man's name as little as possible. Whoops. So No starts today, and Yossi opens next Friday at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Check your local listings. Also on now is the Toronto Irish Film Festival, and starting next week, 21st to the 24th, is the first ever Water Film Festivals, running documentaries about the crucial issue of H2O. Go to ecologos.ca for more details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.